Call Senate Finance meeting to order. Today is Cinco de Mayo, 2026. Senate Finance, State Capitol. Present today, Chairman Olson, Chairman Stedman, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, Senator Cronk, and myself, Senator Hoffman. We have two items on today's agenda. The first being Senate Bill 196, Behavioral Health Crisis Surcharge and Funding, and the second is HB 184, ADA Finance Workforce Housing and Development. Senate Bill 196, Behavioral Health Crisis Surcharge Funds. This is second hearing on this bill. We introduced a CS and then set it aside at the sponsor's request. This time, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 196, Version H, before the committee as our working document.
And I will object to and invite Liz Harpole to the table to explain the Senate CS to the Finance Committee.
Good morning. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. What the CS does is it adds an exemption to surcharge for the wireless and wireline telephones that are provided at a discounted rate to qualifying low-income consumers, as well as updating the effective date to July 1st, 2026.
Thank you, Liz. Questions of the members of Finance on the CS? I remove my objection. Is there further objection to adopting the CS? Hearing none, the CS is adopted. We have Ms. Rosaro, the Acting Deputy Director for the Division of Behavioral Health online, if members have comments, questions. Seeing none, is there further objection to adoption of the CS? We've adopted that. We'll set this bill aside if there are no further questions. The second item on today's agenda is HB 184, ADA Finance Workshop, Workforce Housing Development. This is the first hearing. The first hearing was held on April 15th. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal notes. We have a CS. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 184, Version I, before the committee as our working document.
And I will object for Liz Harpole to explain the CS to the Finance Committee.
Thank you. Again, for the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. What this CS does is it changes the number of workforce dwelling units from 5 to 3, and that's reflected in Sections 1, 2, and 4. And additionally, in Sections 5 and 6, which are new sections, it repeals Sections 2 and 26 of Chapter 64 of 2018 session law. And what this does is it repeals the sunset date of a tax exemption for certain ADA-owned properties. This would have gone into effect November of 2027, and it essentially keeps things status quo. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz Harpole. Questions on the CS? Seeing no questions on the CS, I would remove my objection. Is there further objection to the adoption of the CS? Further discussion on the amended House Bill 184 that Finance Committee members may have? Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the recently adopted committee substitute lowering the buildings from 5 units down to 3 would facilitate a lot more, increase the ability for the more local people to build 3-plexes instead of the 5-plexes, which would be a higher hurdle for a down payment, and so on and so forth. So I think this is a good move forward, and I'm hoping that people will take advantage of this and help with workforce housing, not only in dealing with Coast Guard and things like that, or shipyards, but school for teachers and other government workers, if it's the troopers or what have you.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Further comment upon the amended CS? Will the committee, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 184, version I, from committee with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Is there objection to passing the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes? Seeing none, that bill moves on to the next committee of referral, which will be the Rules Committee. That concludes the work of the Finance Committee this morning. Our next meeting is scheduled tentatively for this afternoon at 1:30. We'll see if it is necessary. Anything else to come before the committee at this time? We are adjourned.